1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. As Wisconsinites start trying to keep up on their New Year's resolutions, the Better Business Bureau is offering some tips for those setting financial goals this year. According to a press release from the organization, uncertainty in the economy is leading many to reconsider their long-term financial footing. While some may just be considering smaller spending changes, others may be reassessing their savings and retirement timelines. The Better Business Bureau is hoping their tips can help people maintain their financial goals. One of the best ways to manage your finances is to set specific financial goals and start budgeting. To save money in other places, you can inventory your credit cards to avoid high interest rates, reconsider subscriptions or memberships that aren't being used often enough, and plan ahead for larger expenses like vacations or home repairs. For those looking to make some extra money, the Better Business Bureau offers resources on freelancing or side jobs. Residents can also keep track of local scams or unethical business practices on the organization's Scam Tracker website. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging residents to test their homes for radon in honor of Radon Action Month. According to a press release, January is typically the best time to test for radon, with homes closed up for extended periods of times to keep the winter weather out. Radon is an odorless and invisible gas, and exposure to high levels can lead to an increased risk of lung cancer. The gas is also the second leading cause of lung cancer for non-smokers in the country. According to DHS data, about one out of every 10 homes in Wisconsin have high radon levels. The gas typically enters the home through the foundation, becoming trapped inside with the windows shut tight. Radon test kits are widely available and can be purchased online for under $30. There are also 17 radon information centers across Wisconsin, including in Eau Claire, Menominee, La Crosse, and Balsam Lake, which may provide test kits for free or at a reduced cost. If you test your home and do find high radon levels, the DHS website includes a list of local contractors who can install a radon mitigation system. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
What's next for the Packers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers losing to the Vikings 16-3. Clayton Tune struggled at quarterback, completing just 6 of 11 passes with no touchdowns, and says that Jordan Love spoke to the team after the loss.
Yeah, just move past this one and get our minds ready for the playoffs, and we have an opportunity to do something special. And so he was just kind of refocusing everyone's mind and getting everyone prepared mentally for, you know, what we have ahead of us.
The Packers head to Chicago this Saturday to play the Bears in the first round of the playoffs. Kickoff at Soldier Field, 7 o'clock. College football. UW River Falls beat the defending champs North Central 24-14 to win their first ever Division III national championship. The game played last night at the Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio. NBA, the Bucks coast to a win over the Kings 115-98 to kick off their West Coast trip. Giannis with 37 points and 11 rebounds. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little patchy fog with some frost this morning, then mostly cloudy today. We'll get to the upper 30s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Could be a little light snow or some freezing drizzle. We'll drop to around 32 for a low tomorrow. Mostly cloudy. Few showers with a high in the upper 30s to near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.